Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
I'm Jason Taylor. The National Weather Service says scattered severe thunderstorms capable of damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a few tornadoes are possible today in the state. Biggest accumulation of rainfall expected to be south of I-70. 10 members of the Republican supermajority joined all 9 Democrats in the Missouri Senate to fully fund education for the first time in a number of years yesterday. The funding increase of roughly $48 million, if finalized by the legislature, will replenish a $45 million cut proposed by Republican Governor Eric Greitens. 2 Laclede gas utility workers who were shot to death last week while working in a St. Louis neighborhood are being praised by the Missouri House, which held a moment of silence Monday. St. Louis State Representative Stephen Roberts spoke on the House floor about victims Alex Boschert and William Froelich.
Will Froelich was one of the Laclede gas workers. He was a part of my family. You know, it's a true tragedy. He survived by both his parents, his wife Karen, his daughters Kim and Christina, and his son Will. If the body would please join me in a moment of silence, we'd appreciate it.
Would everyone please rise and observe a moment of silence?
A Laclede gas spokeswoman tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that a fund for the victims' families has been established through the United Way. Missouri's receiving a visit this week from the second oldest living survivor of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Author and Missouri native Jim Downing says he was 6 miles inland when he raced to defend his shipmates during a battle.
There were 164 ships in port, and there were only 22 that were seriously damaged. And, of course, they didn't want any aircraft to follow them back to their ships, so they destroyed almost 400 aircraft.
Downing's 103. The Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce holding a press conference today to announce a frozen food plant to be built in Joplin. KZRG reports a national company has been looking at expanding in the area for several months. The unnamed company plans a $39 million expansion with over 200 jobs coming to the area. Every tax credit the state offers is being reviewed by the House Budget Committee. The panel's grilling department representatives over the worthiness of the credits, which cover a wide range of individuals and businesses. Republican Justin Hill, who represents parts of St. Charles County, contends a low-income housing credit for developers is being misused.
My county it's the highest income per capita in the state, but I venture to guess we probably have the highest amount of applications for low-income housing. So I feel that the need for these is being directed to the wrong counties.
Hill thinks developers who get low-income credits should be compelled to build in areas where the housing's needed. Budget Committee will finish its review and vote on the tax credits Thursday. Jason Taylor, Missouri.